Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff on the website, Manwich, and it's all free. It always has been. And we don't charge you for the month's worth of the archives we have, the bulletin board system, and everything else that's there. But we do ask for your vote. If you want to vote for us, it does a lot for us. It actually gets us more listeners because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts in the world. We're currently ranked, I believe, at number 5 as a result of the hundreds of you that have gone and voted for us this month. We still need you to vote if you haven't done it yet. It's a once-a-month kind of a thing. I know the month is almost over and the voting will reset in the new year, but still, we could use your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. Now, which is the show about your calls. Not you, but
not
everybody else. 800-259-5791. You can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I just bring up because earlier I had mentioned, you know, writing on that tax property form that you guys were talking about with Orton Canario before you went to break.
Right.
You know, writing none of your business. And obviously, I was joking about that, but... along that lines, you know, a while back, I don't remember what it was in regards to. It was just something you and I were kind of looking at. You sent me a script that some guy had been interacting with I believe it was the Department of Motor Vehicles or something like that, in order to get his allodial title or to get his certificate of origination.
Okay, manufacturer statement of origin, right.
Manufacturer statement of origin. And what he had done was, apparently he was being hassled by them, but what he was doing was over and over and over again asking questions. They were trying to, I don't remember what it was exactly that the government was trying to do to him, but they were trying to assess him fines or something like that because I guess he was hassling them. So what he did is instead of paying the fines, you know, he just kept writing them questions, I guess. He figured out a way that they couldn't find him until they had, officially answered all his questions.
Well, he wanted to understand what it was they were asking of him, and so it's their job to be servants, and so they have to answer your questions. Otherwise, it could be claimed that you didn't understand fully what it was that they were requesting of you.
Well, my thought process along that lines is for Lauren Canario to do the same thing. You know, why is it any of their business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what her personal property is. Maybe she needs to ask them a few pages of questions, you know, over the course of several months using snail mail to, you know, find that out. Or maybe, you know, some sort of maybe instead of actually giving the government money with snail mail, but, you know, maybe hand deliver some of that stuff.
Right. Basically, the intention would be you would write a piece of mail back to them saying, I have full intentions of paying or following these instructions, but I don't quite understand them, and then you launch into your questions. That way, they think they're going to get something out of you if they keep answering your questions.
Years and years later.
I'm sure Lauren would have the ability to waste a good deal of some of these bureaucrats' time, and I bet she could.
It seems
quite entertaining, and then, you know, we might be able to read about it.
That does sound entertaining. It seems to me that a gal that, while in police custody, just sits Indian style and waits for them to carry her off isn't the kind that's going to spend a lot of time writing letters to bureaucrats.
But nonetheless, it's an interesting suggestion.
Oh, yeah, it's good, and it's pro-freedom.
And I recommend it for anybody with any interaction with a bureaucrat. Whenever a bureaucrat wants something from you, well, you should get some things from them first. Thanks
Make
for the call,
them
Johnson.
Work.
Exactly. Make them work for their paycheck, finally, for once. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791 to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Jeff? Walt.
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. You have an advertiser on there about DownsizeDC.com.
We do. Actually, DownsizeDC.org.
Okay.
But .com will take you there, too.
Okay, well, that's fine. Who's going to bicker about an org or a com, you know? I mean, come on, man. Anyway.
Well, sometimes you have to be careful because somebody won't register all of the domain names, and there might have been a porn site at DownsizeDC.com.
That becomes a big problem, like these 800 numbers. I dialed one just today. Oh, it was an 888 number I was supposed to dial. What a deal, you know? Anyway, so, we got too much trash in our lives.
So Downsize DC.
Okay, anyway, there is a law on the books already that when a bill is introduced in the Senate or Congress, number one, whoever introduces that bill is supposed to read that bill, but first, They are to verify that it will pass constitutional muster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Hmm. Well, clearly so they don't pay any attention to that law whatsoever.
Oh, no, no. Well, obviously, who's going to read it when it's 2,004 pages and 37,000 words?
Exactly.
With 3,000 pages of pork thrown on the back end of it.
Yeah.
But now I want to address the real issue, but that got me enticed. I've been meaning to say something about that every time I hear that ad. But I agree with that downsizeddc.com. I mean, I'm one that, like I said last night, I believe it was, that we need to go back to the Constitution and abolish every law and throw everybody out.
Well, the cool thing about the downsizeddc.org Read the Bills Act, Walt, is it would require not only new bills and legislation to be read fully, by voice in Congress, but it would also require any government programs, any legislation that was coming up for renewal. So, for instance, if the EPA or the Endangered Species Act was coming up for renewal, they'd have to read that entire thing in its entirety, just like they would with a brand new bill. And so not only would it prevent new government programs from forming, but it might also be successful in destroying old, outdated government programs
well,
and just abusive government programs.
Those two outfits you just mentioned, those are both outfits that need to be thrown out on their ear in the first
absolutely.
Place.
Almost every federal outfit needs to be thrown out
bet,
on its ear.
You bet. Anyway, what I was going to say is this. As a vet, you really got me on this last deal.
What do you mean?
When you were reading about the guy who had the sign next to the recruiter's office.
Right.
Let me just say this. People, if you're so gung-ho about joining the service, I was barely 18 when I stepped off the plane in Vietnam.
And you signed up, you volunteered, correct?
Yeah, I was a Marine,
okay.
Yeah. And I started at the bottom because that's where Marines start, and not like Army or some of the others were, you know, you got a second lieutenant there in charge, and he doesn't know beans from apple butter.
All right, so you were 18 when you stepped off the plane. All right.
Barely 18 when I stepped off the plane, and the same plane that Ronnie and myself and all of our other guys that got off at the same time, it was reloaded with body bags.
Oh, man.
Now, that will really make your day.
I bet.
Okay? Now,
fresh meat, huh?
You bet. Also, if for those of you thinking about joining the service, if you ever wondered what a pincushion felt like, before going to Vietnam,
oh.
I received
Walt,
33...
Are you talking through a pillow?
I received... Hello?
That's there
better. You go.
Okay, I received 33 shots, none of which are on the record.
What?
After I stepped off the plane in Vietnam, I received 3 more shots.
Wow.
Which also do not appear on any medical record.
You mean injections, shots, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
so disturbing.
Much
so you don't even know what that stuff was, right?
I had no clue.
Jeez.
And of course, I'm trusting in government. I'm a young snot-nosed punk, right?
Yeah.
You know, going to go kill a commie for mommy because I love my country. You know, my dad was retired Navy, you know, in other words, hey, I'm gung-ho, baby,
sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you bought into the whole program, sure.
There you are, hook, line, and sinker, baby. You know, in other words, I bought it so bad, I pooped the hook out, you know what I mean?
At what point did you wake up? Was it in Vietnam or afterwards?
Well, I saw this in a movie.
20 seconds
night.
To answer, Walt.
Well, I saw it in a movie the other night. My son watched this, as they called a broken arrow, and being a pilot, I know how broken arrows work. That means the officer in trouble. What they wanted to do is get the officer out and leave the man.
My gosh, that is outrageous.
That explains it. They're all meat. You're just a number, baby.
That's right. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate the expertise, man. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2-25-06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, 800-259-5791. We do it six nights a week, so join us for every single moment at freetalklive.com. We got lots of archives there for you. Be sure you take advantage of those because they're totally free. At freetalklive.com. Again, we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. But note, starting on January 7th, which would be not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, we're going to be going expanded.
Expanded?
To 3 hours instead of two.
On Saturday night.
Indeed, we're expanding by 50% on Saturday nights. Ooh. We're still going to be 2 hours during weeknights for now, from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern. But on Saturdays, starting on January 7th, we'll be from 7 to 10 o'clock at night. Every Saturday night.
So now it's 13 hours of your listening pleasure per week.
Your listening pleasure.
Listening pleasure. Well, I've been drinking.
Celebrating New Year a little bit early.
Much.
800-259-5791 to the phones we go. Ladies first, of course. Let's go to Julie in Utah. Julie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Julie. What's up?
We're good. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What's good on your mind?
Well, you know, I was wanting to ask your opinion about all this wiretapping thing.
Ooh.
That's going on with the president and his claim that he's using the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
What?
To do it, because he's protecting the nation.
I've not heard that claim.
I haven't heard the Second Amendment part, but
I have heard the claim that I've heard the claim over and over again that it's the president's job. It's his number one job to protect the nation, which is utter garbage. There's nothing in the Constitution about how the president's job is to protect the nation.
And I'm really surprised that the Patriot Act doesn't allow them to just listen to anybody's phone conversations they want to without any kind of warrant whatsoever. I mean, if they can come into your house, take a look around, put everything back, leave, and never tell you...
Maybe they just weren't feeling that brash when they passed the Patriot Act.
I mean, I'm just surprised at it. I'm
outraged by it, Julie, but again, it's not. I can't say it's that surprising. They just finally got caught red-handed at what they've probably been doing for a long, long time. I mean, how do you feel about it?
Totally creepy. And as a matter of fact, I'm wondering if my, whatever, if they're not listening right now just because I called Free Talk Live.
Who knows?
Creepy.
I don't know, man. It's disturbing. But what's most creepy about it, Julie, is not the fact that the government is violating the Constitution. I mean, they violate the Constitution all the time. What's most creepy and disturbing is the people's response to it. Those people that say, well, I'm happy to give up my freedom for this security. I don't want to be the next part of the next 3,000 people that dies in a terrorist attack. They have people so scared of this whole terrorism boogeyman that they're easily just getting them to just bend over and say, Constitution, smonstitution, who cares about the Fourth Amendment?
Yep.
Right to privacy? Throw it out the window. Defenestrate it.
It's that's probably the more scary part. Definitely that the whole fear mongering end of it.
Right, because when you talk to these people and you tell them that, wait a minute, what about the Constitution? And you say, what about the Fourth Amendment? They say, well, they just start making up excuses, and then they look at you like you're un-American for supporting the Constitution.
Right, right.
It's that whole democracy thing. You know, they're saying, well, I vote to give away your rights. What do you got to say about it?
Yeah, you should give them up if you've been voted your rights away.
You know, it's just sad because you never would have thought that this would have happened.
To America, right?
Yes, I know. It's really just makes me glad that you guys are out there.
How ironic indeed.
You know, and the funny thing is people don't know that it happened. I mean, it happened and no one knows.
What do you mean nobody knows?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows that your freedoms are disappearing day by day.
Freedoms in general, right, yes. It's been the frog in boiling water scenario where they've just been cranking it up a little bit at a time, and Americans have just, it's been spoon-fed to us, and we've eaten it right up. Oh, Social Security, it'll help old people. Oh, yeah, government schools. Why should I have to decide where to send my kid to school? So little by little, the government has totally subsumed people. It has totally taken control of our lives, and it's time to fight back. Don't you agree, Julie?
I totally agree.
Well, we're glad.
I'm loving your show, and I think you guys are great. And
are you coming to the Free State Project, Julie?
You know what? I like New Hampshire, although I've never been there, but I've liked what I've been seeing on the Internet about it. I like the Free State Project. I think that's pretty cool.
I've never been there either, and we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen snow, and I'm going to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
You've never seen snow?
No, Florida-born and raised, Julie.
Oh, my God.
That's how serious we are about the Free State Project. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or what's the website, Julie?
I think it's freestateproject.org.
Very
good. You can't miss it because there's a cute little porcupine on there. But I really like the original flag, you know, with the rattlesnake, you know, live free or die.
Yeah, the Gadsden flag. That's what that's called. They wave those. They actually hold those at protests up in New Hampshire. I've never seen a Gadsden flag here in Florida. Never.
I don't think I've ever seen one in real life either.
Right. You can if you go to New Hampshire.
We'll see them in New Hampshire.
No. Okay, the other thing I have to ask you about, Julie, are you on the Shrine? I don't think you are.
You know what? I'm not on the Shrine.
Mm.
I'd have to, like, think of a really cool picture to send you. I probably could, you know.
You sound like a creative gal.
You know what? I think I can figure it out. I think I can pull it together.
Good deal. Well, we look forward to receiving you. Julie, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
All right.
800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. I mean, I'm going crazy living here in Florida. I can't imagine what it's like to live in Utah.
You know, I never got it. Was she a member of the Free State Project or not
She's
a member?
She's not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We're working on it. 800-259-5791 to Larry in Missouri. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I love your female listeners.
We do too, Larry.
So do we.
Yeah.
They're the best female listeners.
They are so intelligent.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I was down in Arkansas. I had the privilege of being under the...
Under Quaaludes, what?
Under the Clinton administration there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
While he was governor. And back there, then, they, 20 years ago, they had personal property tax where you had to go to the courthouse and declare your refrigerator, how old it was.
Good Lord.
Your bed, your everything in your house.
This is every individual, even renters.
Yes. Whatever you had in your house.
Was this a yearly
thing? Before you could get your car registered.
Wow.
And
what were they...
That was 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. What did they charge you back then? I mean, I realized it was 20 years ago.
It wasn't that much. It was like, well, I was so poor. I was poor in a church mouse.
And were they auditing people, too? Would they just randomly select people and come to their houses and verify their claims?
I imagine some were audited, but...
Right. So really it was more, it wasn't a huge tax, but it was just more of a, ha, jump through this hoop, Larry.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're politicians, and we can make you do things.
Like, you know, my bed, I bought at an auction for $12, you mm-hmm. know, and stuff like that. My refrigerator was a $100 fridge, and
that's
the total up my... whole assets were probably less than $500.
But yet you still had to go through the paperwork, go through the rigmarole, fill out the forms, just so you could have the ability to drive. Outrageous,
right.
Larry. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Wow.
Democrats and Republicans both. They all want to get in your business.
Disgusting stuff. We want to hear from you. 800-259-5791, whether it be about the personal property tax, which apparently exists in a lot of states. I wonder how many states have this thing. Because I never heard of it here in Florida.
Me either.
Thank goodness. 800-259-5791. There better not be one in New Hampshire. I want to know how many states have the personal property tax. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, trademarks.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the toll-free telephone number, and you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And, man,
don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to our worldwide map of listenership. You can plug in your location, name. You can add a photo if you like, maybe even a phrase to go along with your entry, and scroll around and find out who else is in your area or halfway across the world that's listening to Free Talk Live. Hundreds of people have over 500 people have already participated in the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, man. Which it is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Mike in New Hampshire. Former co-host Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
You know, it's always good to still hear Bob Garrett in the promos.
Yep, he's still there. Good old raspy voice Garrett.
Exactly. You know, one thing that I found that was funny is, as you know, Ian and Manwich, we used to always look at FARC as one of our major sites that grab some of our news stories off.
Yep.
And I found it funny the fact that Pink Floyd has been named the greatest rock act of all time.
Really?
Now, you know what? I have a really hard time with this because some of the other names on the list are absolutely bogus, in my opinion.
What other names?
Okay, number one, Pink Floyd. Number two, Led Zeppelin. I don't think I can argue that one.
When they say greatest rock act, are they talking about career in general, or are they talking about on-stage live performance?
Well, apparently this was a poll that was run by digital radio station Planet Rock.
Okay.
Naming, they wanted the people who were participating to name who they felt were the greatest rock artists of all times.
Okay, so just generally the best.
So let me give you the list. Number one is Pink Floyd.
Let's do the top ten.
Yeah, okay. Number two was Zeppelin. Number three, The Stones. Number four, The Who. Number five, AC/DC. Six, U2. Seven, Guns N' Roses. Eight, Nirvana. Nine, Bon Jovi. And 10, Jimi Hendrix.
Why are you saying that's bogus?
Well, because Bon Jovi should be included on that album.
Yeah.
Well, they sold a lot of albums. And I mean,
he was living on a square.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix, in my opinion, should be much higher.
I agree with that, certainly.
He should probably be, like, number three. I think he should probably go, like, The Stones.
Who's Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You don't know who Jimi Hendrix is?
Oh, the black guy that plays the guitar. Yeah. Rock and roll, not my strong suit.
That's right. You listen to Frank Sinatra and stuff like that.
I like the light FM option.
Back home.
So you don't think Floyd should be at the top where it is?
No. I think, personally, I think the Stones should be, and Floyd maybe second, and then Hendrix third.
Mm.
Like I say, Bon Jovi is just bogus to me.
Well, U2 sold a lot of albums, too. I mean, these... They all seem like great bands.
Yeah, no, but between Peter Townsend and all the solo projects that went on out of there, and you know who I think is obviously missing from this group is Rush.
Yeah, definitely. Rush is a very libertarian rock group.
In my opinion, yes, exactly. And I think that might be perhaps why they might have been overlooked.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a popular poll, and those bands were certainly popular bands. So I think that it's probably about the way it should have ended up. And everybody's going to disagree. I mean, we love doing top tens like this. We haven't done one in a while, so I'm glad you brought it up, Mike. It's a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it. I hope you had a great Christmas. And you know what? I wish you guys and everybody involved with Free Talk Live these days a very happy New Year.
Hopefully we'll be spending our next New Year in New Hampshire. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. So, yeah, it's nice when we get to do a good top ten, because we haven't done one for a while, man.
Nice that he called in and did it.
Yeah.
He always had the top ten score.
That's right. You know, in this day and age of politicized world, Free Talk Live has certainly become a little more politicized, so it's nice to take a break from that. But nobody will ever agree on this stuff, right? I mean, you can't get five people in a room and get them to agree on what the best rock band of all time was.
Greatest rock bands of all time, yeah. I don't know. I'd say Led Zeppelin is pretty good.
Now, when he said greatest rock act of all time, I was thinking maybe on stage performance. And I have heard that Pink Floyd's live shows are just incredible.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
I mean, as far
as pigs and stuff.
I don't know about that, but I've never been, but I've just heard the lights, you know, the lighting that they have, just the just spectacular performance. So it's different because you can be a great rock band in studio, but a lousy rock band on stage. So being able to perform live is, I think, a huge factor, and hopefully it was a huge factor in some of those people's votes for that particular poll. 800-259-5791. All right, let's go to an email. This one came in from Strawberry Fart Sink.
Oh, my.
I don't know what that means. It says, trademarks, subject line, I'll try to make this short as possible. Here's my suggestion about how we could handle a situation without trademark laws. Because this was my question from last night. Because we had somebody email in asking about this, and I really didn't have a good answer for it. So here's what his answer is. First, without these laws, there would be no way to prohibit the selling of two or more different products that display the same name and or logo. There would have to be a free market mechanism that would allow consumers to know if they were purchasing the item that they intended to and not a different one that looks similar. How about private trademark registration companies? Such a company would take submissions from manufacturers of whatever product and wouldn't allow the registration of trademarks or logos that closely resembled trademarks and logos in its registry. There could be many competing registration companies, and there would be nothing prohibiting one company from having it in its registry a product with the same name as a product in another company's registry. But a retailer could choose to buy only those products that are registered by one or another company. And I was kind of thinking about this this answer last night, and I was sort of coming onto this conclusion, and I'm glad he did it because he's put it in some good words here. Basically, I'm thinking Underwriters Laboratories, sort of. Are you familiar with them?
I am, absolutely.
UL, the UL symbol on your toaster. Go ahead, flip your toaster over, look at the backside of your microwave, you're going to find the UL symbol. In fact, it's on most quality electronic equipment. And what that is it's an independent group that certifies electronics. They take the toaster apart and they make sure that the wires are wired correctly and safely. They make sure that it's not going to catch fire. You know, this is what they do. They test products for safety. And then if it tests out, if it passed their barrage of tests, then they stamp the UL logo on it. They approve the UL logo to be used. Mm-hmm. And at that point, then it goes to buyers. It goes to Walmart, for instance. A company like Procter Silex, Black & Decker, will come to them and say, hey, we've got this brand new blender that we want to put on your shelves. Well, Walmart will say, okay, is it UL certified? And so that's kind of what he's saying here is Walmart and all of the major retailers would have a certification company for trademarks that they would only buy products from the companies that certification company approved. So, for instance, if there was Nike and then there was Nike, my version of Nike with the exact same logo and just
crappier shoes.
Yeah, crappier shoes at a fourth of the price, then Nike would already have gotten into the most respected trademark company, right? Because obviously they could prove that they're really Nike. They could show them the manufacturing facility, show them what they needed to do to prove it to them. And then that particular company would simply say, okay, we're backing this Nike. And so therefore any other Nike that wanted to get involved with Walmart wouldn't be able to get in because they'd have an exclusive agreement with that particular trademark company.
Now, you know, I'm skeptical of all these free market solutions. They bother me a little bit just because it's not something I'm used to. But I do like free market solutions because it seems like the free market's more efficient than the government. So it's kind of like, you know, Macy's versus the guy selling out of his trunk. You know that Macy's, when they're selling Louis Vuitton, it's Louis Vuitton. When the guy out of his trunk, when he's selling it, you're sure it's a knockoff.
Right, and the knockoffs are still out there. In fact, he goes into some more details. Interesting stuff. We're going to get to it. 800-259-5791. You want to comment? Change the topic. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you... And join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system. It's there for you for free. With well over 1,000 people interacting and thousands of post readers surf around through everything from fun stuff to downright serious issues. You'll find them all at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. So we're talking about trademarks and how it is that trademarks could exist and be protected in a free marketplace without having some government bureaucracy of trademarks to back you up. And our emailer, Strawberry Fart Sink, is explaining how he envisions it. And he envisions a private trademark registration company that would take a submission from a manufacturer and then back that particular manufacturer. And the most reputable one would be the one that the retailers go to, you know, verify products when they're being offered them by vendors. So he gives an example. Said, for example, the Coca-Cola company suddenly finds itself in a country without trademark protection. And there are countries like this.
Sure.
It would have to submit its brand name Coke to the newly formed private registration company of its choice. This company would act as the underwriter of the trademark. Like Underwriters Laboratories vouches for the soundness of electrical devices, the trademark company would vouch for the identity of said product. The retailers who sell the product would then have a choice, stock the real, more expensive item, or the now perfectly legal knockoff, which may be registered with a different company or perhaps not registered at all. This would create a striated marketplace where the big retailers would probably be more inclined to carry the real stuff because it's likely going to be better quality. The medium-sized retailers might have a mix of different things, and the small places like flea markets and such would sell the cheapo imitation knockoffs like they do now, which is true. They do.
Yeah.
I will add, faced with this kind of competition, big companies will have no choice but to lower their prices. Also, things that are manufactured in the U.S. would be able to compete better with knockoffs if there were no minimum wage here. How would the purchaser know he's buying what he wanted to? First, he could find out what items are carried at the store where he likes to shop. If they deal mostly with a trademark company he likes, then he can be relatively sure that what he's buying is the real deal. Also, perhaps the trademark company could place its own little stamp of approval on the packaging like the UL symbol, assuring its authenticity. That begs the question of how we'll protect the stamp of the trademark company from infringement. So how are you going to protect the Chinese knockoff company from just stamping the favorite trademark company on the bottom of its products? Well, the only answer I can come up with is law. If you forge the trademark company's stamp, then you've committed fraud and are subject to penalty. I know that doesn't totally solve it, and it won't make Ian happy, but for someone like me who hates the idea of intellectual property, it's a lot better. Well, I don't see why that... If I'm a vendor and I'm trying to sell a new blender to Walmart and I come to them and I say, hey, we're certified by Manwich's certification company, the most reputable trademark certification company in the country. Well, I would think that any buyer for Walmart or another store like that would verify the claim. They'd have the phone number for that certification company because they have a deal with them saying, hey, so-and-so's here from so-and-so company saying that he's certified by you. Is that true? I mean, it would seem to me that just verification company to company would solve that problem.
I don't even know if it would matter that much to have a verification company. I mean, it would seem like the larger retailers could verify on their own. They don't even need the certification company.
Could be, but it might be something that they don't want a department for. They don't want to have to pay people to do that sort of thing. I mean, that's why that certain companies outsource jobs to other providers. They just don't want to deal with the hassle. He says, here's another quick example. Say I want to start a band called U2. In this country, I can't do that and not expect to get sued. Even if I choose not to accept any payment for my CDs or my performances, eventually some letter would come from an attorney telling me to cease and desist using that particular moniker. Under my system, I'm truly free to call my artistic endeavor anything I want. I could call it U2 or Madonna or Air Supply. The chain retail store is going to carry the most popular U2 and Madonna and Air Supply because that's what most people want. The purchaser will know it's the album that he wants because of the little stamp on the packaging from the registration company authorizing it. I, on the other hand, am legally allowed to sell my CD from my band U2 online or at any other store that doesn't care about the similarity. All in all, caveat emptor. And actually, his name's not Strawberry Fart Sync, it's Ryan. But that's what it says in the email. You know, the email name can be different from the real name.
Sure.
So what do you think of that, Manwich? I mean, any comments there on protecting people's trademarks? Because obviously companies that make money off of their trademarks would be concerned with this.
My head begins to swim, and I get confused, and then I immediately shut down. No. Like, that's how it is for me.
Well, I say yes.
Of course you do.
And the reason people want the government enforcing their monopoly privilege on their trademark is because they don't want to compete. That's where that's where it usually comes from, internally, where people's feelings of, I need protection comes from, because they're afraid of having to compete with people that are going to manufacture a very similar product to theirs, which, as he pointed out, would mean they'd have to reduce their prices.
That's not competition. That's not allowing you to compete. That's not letting you compete. Now, I can't agree that counterfeit copies are people that don't want to compete. I can kind of see where he's coming from. I don't think he's...
No, I was saying the original company is what doesn't want to compete.
Right. No, that's not true. That's not allowing me to compete.
What do you mean?
Well, Well, if you're going to take my product and manufacture it and make some, you know, lesser brand of it, and then destroy my name in the process, that's not allowing me to compete, my friend.
What are you
talking
about?
Circle X soda, Circle X Cola out there that's competing with Coke. That's competition. Now, when you start stepping on my brand name, that's not competition anymore. That's counterfeit.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is. It is competition.
It's not competition.
It's just a different kind of competition that you're not used to because you're used to having protectionism on that particular type of competition. You're not used to competing for your name, Manwich, which is exactly what that would be.
That's bad.
I think competition is good. How dare you say competition is bad? More coming back. It is your show.
Counterfeiting thing is bad.
It is Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-5791. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Now's the time to call because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Only moments remain. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff there. All of it is free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more. We want your voluntary support. It's all going to be free. It will continue to be free, so keep mooching if you need to. But if you can afford $3 a month, we really want you to consider the AMP program. Why, Manwich?
Well, it helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get us in front of more program directors, to get us in front of more listeners. The more we get of those two things, the better off we are.
Exactly.
I mean, we're doing pretty good on the old...
It's not just us that's better off, man, which because it's everybody that's better off, because nobody else is out there on national radio spreading the message of freedom and liberty like Free Talk Live is. So really, think of it like an outreach project. Think of it like the easiest, the best, most effective $3 for libertarian pro-freedom outreach that you could possibly spend. It's bigger than just Free Talk Live, really.
Yeah.
Amp.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can read about all the perks that you get as an amplifier, and there are some pretty cool perks, including classic archives that we're releasing exclusively to amplifiers. Plus, the long-term goal of the project is 25% reduction in our commercial time.
Everybody's going to like that.
We're 10% of the way there already.
Yeah.
Which is a good deal. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so you said that we're talking about knockoff brands, and we're talking about trademarks. And how trademarks could exist in a world without government. And by the way, there are lots of governments that don't have any trademark offices, and there are companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi that still sell their products in those countries, and they manage to make do.
Now, and but, I must say that I like knockoffs. I'm a big fan of knockoffs.
But you were just arguing against them.
Well, I was arguing against the competition that they offer because they're counterfeiting my product. How can I compete against someone counterfeiting my own product?
They can.
And then quite possibly sullying my name that I didn't do, and then I can't do anything about it.
Well, you can run a public relations campaign. And look, there's so many different counterfeit products out there today. Even with all of the trademark stuff that we have, for instance, my lady went to a somebody's house. She was invited to somebody's house, and it was to look at some purses. Apparently, it was a counterfeit knockoff sale going on in somebody's home. Apparently, some woman who sells these things sets up shop in people's homes.
Little candlelight.
Yeah, it's like a rip-off party. Kind of like you have a Tupperware party, except this is a rip-off party. And so she brings in a whole bunch of Burberry and Louis Vuitton rip-offs and brings them in there and puts them out on display and sells them for $30-$40 versus the $1,500, $2,000.
The gals love them.
That these things go for in the stores. And they're not made as well.
Of course
sure,
they're not.
They're not quite as up to par, but are they ruining the name of those companies? No.
I think to some extent they're bolstering the name of those companies because they're getting their product out there.
Well, they're getting their logo out
there. They're getting a logo and they're advertising them. I don't know for sure.
That's an interesting point, Manwich.
To some extent.
That the counterfeits actually might help the
I'm sure that Louis Vuitton and Burberry would love to see those companies put under. But...
No, they might, but on the other side of that coin, there's no way in hell... A woman who can afford, who is going to spend $50 on a wallet for the rip-off brand, can ever afford $500 or $1,500 for the same thing from the name brand. So it's tapping into a totally different market. Those other companies aren't even looking at those markets.
Well, that's not the difference in Coca-Cola. Now, if I have a triple X soda where I, just put a Coke label on there and sell it for 50 cents instead of
we're
a buck.
We're out of time. More on the way tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you then. It's been Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.